Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The title of our message on this most holy Christmas Eve night is this: The Reason for the Season. Based on 2 Corinthians chapter 5, these verses, listen so carefully to these verses, these are not typical Christmas verses from the Scripture. St. Paul wrote, "All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting man's transgressions against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. I have a Christmas gift for you. In fact, you can open it up right now during the service. My annual Christmas gift to the congregation is a story that I've written, a story sermon. And here it is for you tonight. Although this is a story, it's very much a sermon as well. Listen very carefully and ask God to apply to your life the truths of this Christmas story entitled The Reason for the Season. Pastor David Johnson was whistling as he came into his office near the season of Christmas. He quickly glanced at the mail in his desk, popped a Christmas music CD into a CD player, poured himself a cup of coffee, and looked at his appointment book and some of the mail on his desk. Though it was not quite Christmas time, the days preceding Christmas at Advent were very busy and were very filled for the pastor, taking care of the needs of the hundreds of people he was given to care for in the congregation. The entire season of Christmas was difficult, not just for many in the flock, but also they were difficult for the shepherd. He learned this lesson his first Christmas as a pastor, a December 7 years ago, and Pastor Johnson's thought drifted back with a cup of coffee in his hand to that Christmas 7 years ago. He had expected that Christmas to be like the Christmases of his youth. He remembered the school plays, the choir concerts, the family gatherings. He especially remembered walking down the main street of his little town, hearing Christmas carols blaring from the cheap PA system the merchants put up on their walls at Christmas. Most of all, though, he remembered church as a place of peace and goodwill. But rather than sailing through his first Christmas on a sea of tranquility, Pastor Johnson discovered that life in a pastor's office was more like heading right into the eye of a storm, a Christmas storm. His days were marked with stress and not peace. It all started when the month of December was just 2 days old and Dora Gilbertson marched into his office with fire in her eyes. You see, tradition ran deep at Maple Street Lutheran Church. For 15 years, the Sunday school had put on the same Christmas pageant, the story of the birth of Jesus Christ by Gertrude L. Allness. And for all those years, Gertrude, good old Gertie, also directed the play. But upon Gertrude's death, her daughter Mary Lynn became the director. The year Pastor David Johnson arrived at Maple Street Lutheran, Mary Lynn was 8 and 1/2 months pregnant and very uncomfortable and not able to direct the pageant that year. As the new pastor, he was told by the education committee he'd have to find a new director. One day he spoke with a relatively new member, a Mrs. Terry Jornby. She had been in a couple of plays in high school and college, and she offered to direct the Christmas pageant. Pastor Johnson was overjoyed. The next week, she met with the education committee. "What do I need to know?" she asked the committee. One of the committee members quickly told her, Mary is to be selected from the grade 7 girls and Joseph from the grade 9 boys. Why? Terry asked innocently. Because we've always done it that way around here, was the reply. During Sunday school, the first Sunday in December, Terry invited the children who wanted to have a speaking part to come and read to her. Though she had seen many of them in church, she didn't know all of them by name. And for the special part of Mary, she selected Alice Ann Isaacson. Remember that name. No one told her Alice Ann was not a member of the church. No one told her Alice Ann came from a very crude and rough family. No one told her that Dora Gilbertson had been in charge for costume for 8 years. No one told her Dora Gilbertson assumed her daughter Jenny would have the next role as Mary in the Christmas pageant. No one told Pastor David Johnson either until Jenny's mother Dora came into his office to see him. Dora entered his office spitting mad. How could you give the important role of Mary to an outsider? Why was my Jenny passed over for the part? Why wasn't Terry told about the traditions of our church? Do you know anything about that Isaacson family? Some people say little Alice Ann can swear like a sailor. Is that the kind of person you want playing the role of Mary? Pastor Johnson grimaces to this day when he remembers Dora Gilbertson's visit. After listening quietly to Dora, he confessed he really, as a new pastor, knew relatively little about the pageant. But he also told her that as the pageant's director, Terry's decision was final. 2 days after his encounter with Dora Gilbertson, Stephanie Hillbold phoned his office. He had conducted Stephanie and Tom's wedding the previous spring. Stephanie arrived at his office in tears. Stephanie had known Tom some time before they were married, but she only recently discovered that he loved to hunt. He basically was away all of November and all of December hunting. First, he disappeared to hunt deer with his bow. Then he left for 2 weeks of firearm season, just near the border. Then when she thought he finally had come home, he left for musket hunting. It was just too much for Stephanie. Stephanie's visit was visited by Tom's. For Pastor Johnson, it was just one more painful event in this season of cheer. He also discovered that a large number of men and women in the congregation were anticipating their Christmases to be a lot more blue than white, a lot more sad than happy. One by one, they told their pastor they were experiencing some sort of depression or sadness of one kind or another. Most of the conversations began as he greeted them in the normal way. Hey, how's it going? One man responded by saying, not so good. My dad died a week before Christmas 3 years ago. Since then, I always get bummed out at Christmas. A woman reacted in even stronger terms. Horrible, she said to a simple greeting. I live alone. This time of the year is a terrible time to be single and live alone. I really don't like Christmas. Pastor Johnson then decided to change his greeting whenever he saw someone. He wouldn't say, hey, how's it going? But he forgot this the next day when he accidentally bumped his shopping cart next to one of his members' shopping cart in the local grocery store. She was an elementary school teacher. The woman said to him, Pastor, I became a teacher because I love children. The pastor, most people don't realize that children can be mean. I mean cruel. I've had it up to here with kids, Pastor. From that day on, Pastor David Johnson only waved at people from a distance. And he didn't ask him, hey, how's it going? Meanwhile, things grew worse with the Christmas pageant. Alice Ann Isaacson, remember her? She was slow in learning her part. So Jenny Gilbertson, Dora's little angel, who had been cast as an angel but wanted Mary's role, had memorized Mary's part as well as her own. And whenever Alice Ann goofed up a line or hesitated, Jenny from the background with the angels prompted her with a loud, sarcastic voice. Finally, Alice Ann Isaacson had had enough. She marched back to the angels and Jenny and spoke in a loud voice, loud enough for anybody to hear. "The next time you open up your mouth, Jenny, I'm going to knock your lights out." The next morning, Jenny's mother, Dora, was back in Pastor Johnson's office. When Dora left, David thought seriously of asking the church board for a few weeks off. He wondered if a pastor had ever asked his congregation for a vacation right around Christmas time. The next day, he was visiting a number of his older members at a nearby nursing home. The director of the home, a very wise and older retired pastor, Ed Lawson, met him in the hallway. "Hey, young fella, you don't have much of a bounce in your step. I haven't been seeing a lot of peace on earth and goodwill toward men," said young Pastor Johnson. So old Pastor Lawson invited young Pastor Johnson into his office to talk. In the next few moments, David told him the whole story. When he finished, Pastor Lawson smiled and said one word: "Sin." David was puzzled. "Sin?" Pastor Lawson nodded. "Sin. We think Christmas is all about being nice. It isn't. Sin is the reason for the season. Most people make Christmas to be a sweet and sentimental season, just like they sentimentalize children. They think children are nice and cute. They forget the little rascals are sinners. Kids can be nice and cute, but they also can be mean and cruel. And marriage," Pastor Lawson said, "don't even get me started about marriage. When people get married, most folks forget about the sinful nature of others. I used to look right into the eyes of the young couple who were getting ready to get married, and I'd say, 'What is it that disturbs you most about your spouse-to-be?' And they would look at each other all lovey-dovey and say, 'Oh, Pastor, he or she is the most loving person in the whole world.'" Pastor continued, "When you're young and you're in love, often your brain goes completely numb. Young people getting married need to know that they're marrying a person who's a sinner. As the confession of sins in our Sunday liturgy always says, we are in bondage to sin and can't free ourselves. But they seem to be surprised by sin." David frowned. "You sure have a gloomy view of the world." Pastor Lawson's eyes narrowed. "I prefer to think of it as realistic, and it's also biblical. Do you think God sent Jesus to die? Do you think God sent Jesus to die because the world was wonderful and nice and cute? Why is it that we forget that Jesus came into the world to save us from our sin? Why is it that even pastors like you are surprised when you discover your people are less than perfect? David, you still expect that Christmas is only filled with love and good cheer. That is a commercial fabrication. It's something you see on television, on TV ads, to make people feel good so they'll go out and spend more money on Christmas presents." Pastor Lawson continued, "If people were 100% wonderful, we wouldn't need Christmas. We wouldn't need a Savior. It's because we are sinful, broken, angry, hurting, and depressed that the message of Christmas is needed. Sin is the reason for the season. You're saying all this stuff is normal, young Pastor Johnson said. I'm saying it's to be expected, old Pastor Lawson replied. It's also why we have the season of Advent before Christmas. Advent is the season of preparation. But our society and many of our church people are so impatient and in a hurry to get to Christmas, they forget about the preparation of Advent. It's like wanting to get to forgiveness without the pain of repentance. Pastor Lawson paused for a moment, took a deep breath and said, let me put it this way. Jesus is the main actor in the Christmas drama. Who's the main actor in the Advent drama? Pastor Johnson said, you know, we seem to spend a lot of time with John the Baptist. Right, said Pastor Lawson. And what is John's constant message? Repent. He tells people to turn around and go in God's direction. He is a vital part of Christmas because he tells us to get ready. Get ready for the precious gift that comes to us at Christmas. His message is the necessary preparation for all of us to receive the coming of the Christ child. Yet when is the last time you ever saw John the Baptist in any of our Christmas displays? I dare say never. Because who wants to be reminded of sin and repentance at Christmas? That's why so many people try to hide from. That's why so many people try to ignore their sins, even at Christmas. But when we pastors let people do that and don't talk about sin at Christmas, we are not doing them any favors. Since people with broken lives are experiencing the effect of sin in their lives, we have to talk about it. Sin is the reason for the season. Pastor Lawson finished gently. My dear Pastor Johnson, get your people ready to hear the wonderful news of God's love at Christmas time. But first, remind them of their sin and their great need for God. Then help them understand they have sinned against God and others. But then tell them the story of Jesus, who was born to be our Savior at Christmas. Then help your people receive the greatest Christmas gift of all, the forgiveness of their sins in the name of Jesus. Forgiveness is only possible because that baby of Mary grew to be the Savior who gave his life on the cross for the sins of the whole world. And David, don't be surprised when your people act like sinners. God's not surprised. That's why he sent his son Jesus. Our sin and God's love for all sinners is the reason for the season of Christmas. Well, Pastor David Johnson left the nursing home with a new resolve and a new spirit. He walked back to his church office, but he soon found out that he wasn't done with the pain of Christmas yet. Because 3 days before the pageant, you might have guessed it, Dora Gilbertson scolded Alice Ann at rehearsal for not acting like a little lady. She threatened her by saying, you better behave, Alice Ann Isaacson, or I won't make you a costume for the role of Mary. Alice Ann responded, well, I won't make anything you wear anyhow. You don't even know how to sew, said Dora. But I know how to shop, said Alice Ann. And shop she did. The next day, she went to a second-hand store, and she bought an evening gown, complete with sequins. For $3. The night of the Christmas pageant, Alice Ann arrived dressed for a party. Dora Gilbertson objected that the dress didn't fit the part. But Terry, the director, said, I don't think it's too bad. Besides, it's a lot better than those moth-eaten bathrobes we've been using for years in the children's pageant. Now, except for a few of Dora's friends, the entire congregation concluded that Alice Ann Isaacson was simply stunning. She was the best Mary they'd ever seen. Certainly, with a mouth like hers, she was the most memorable. Pastor Johnson finished his coffee, left behind his 7-year-old memories, and came back to the present. He thought about the people in pain he would see as their pastor in the next few days. He knew some would be sad, some would be upset, others depressed. He also knew they were hungry to hear about God's gift of their Savior Jesus at Christmas. Jesus was the Father's response to the sin and heartache of the world. Next, he phoned the new director of this year's Christmas pageant. She was young. She was just 1 year out of high school. But she did have experience with drama, and she'd actually been in the same church pageant. Why, 7 years ago, she had one of the leading roles, and she looked beautiful that night. "How'd the first rehearsal go last night?" the pastor asked her. The new director told Pastor Johnson there had been a minor scuffle between a couple of the children, and one of the fathers was unhappy with the role his son was assigned. She said he wanted his son to be a wise man, but I said this year he'd be a shepherd. He could be a wise man next year. "It sounds to me you handled it just fine," said Pastor Johnson. "I have no doubt that you'll do a great job as the new director. When's your next rehearsal?" "Saturday," she answered. Pastor Johnson then replied, "See you then, Alice Ann." 2 Corinthians chapter 5. God has reconciled us to himself through Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Sin is the reason for the season. That's why the Savior came. In the name of Jesus. Amen.